We know that many congregations are putting together their budgets for the next fiscal year. Please consider adding the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. to your congregation's mission or advertising budget for 2009. Simply go to the sponsors page of our website, issuesetc.org, and find out more about the Issues Etc. 300. We're looking for 300 congregations to donate $1,000 to Issues Etc. You'll even find a one-page flyer that you can hand out. Thanks for your support. All right, now it's time to play Soundbite of the Week, and we need your votes this week for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. That's how it works. If you don't vote, we don't pick a Soundbite of the Week. We might have to go back to talking about Sammy Hagar and David Lee Roth. The Soundbites this week come from a variety of guests and from people, and they're there to stimulate your mind. If you can vote for any reason. You may like what you hear, you may not like what you hear, you may agree or disagree. Your reasons are your own, but we want to hear from you. 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE, or you can email us your votes, talkback@issuesetc.org. We want to know who you are, where you're listening, what you're voting for, and why. 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE, or talkback@issuesetc.org. And the best vote this week, and in the past I've been giving them away more prolifically than just one vote, but the best vote this week will get the LPR bundle package. That's an I Have Issues t-shirt, an Issues Etc. travel mug, an Issues Etc. bumper sticker, an Issues Etc. pin, the LPR bundle package to the best vote this week for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Here's soundbite number one, Bishop Gene Robinson. He's happy about it, the rapid advance of gay marriage.
The momentum is so great right now, I think it's impossible to predict where we'll be in 10 years, because 10 years ago, could we have imagined that Iowa, for God's sake, would have marriage equality? I think this is taking on an air of inevitability that none of us could have dreamt would have come this soon. Where I think we are in the culture, but also with religious institutions, is that people have stopped hating us, but they're not yet ready to celebrate us. I mean, I think that's the next big work to do. Progressive Christians need to find their voice and to take back the scriptures, which I think have been held hostage by the religious right. The religious right has a problem, and that's their under 30-year-old population. You know, it's tough to find those under 30 who think marriage equality is much of a problem. We'll have a number of dioceses that will be facing, you know, what is ministry going to look like to these people who can be legally married? We will, this summer, begin the process of developing liturgies for the blessing of same-sex couples.
That's soundbite number one, Bishop Gene Robinson of the Episcopal Church USA, talking about the rapid advance of gay marriage. He's feeling his oats, isn't he? 1-877-623-6943. If you'd like to vote for soundbite number one, 1-877-623-6943 or talkback@issuesetc.org. Here's soundbite number two, Oz Guinness on Is Civility Compromise?
Not only fundamentalists think that, but also fundamentalists who are atheists. Richard Dawkins doesn't like the idea of civility because he believes he'll have to tolerate religious people. Now, let me put it like this. The right to believe anything does not mean that anything anyone believes is right. The first half of that sentence is freedom of conscience. The right to believe anything is absolute in terms of belief. But that, of course, doesn't mean anything anyone believes is right. People with a right to freedom of conscience may believe things that are half-baked or confused or socially disastrous or maybe even morally profoundly evil. In other words, we can disagree with them. In fact, we have a responsibility to disagree with them, but to do so with respect.
That's Oz Guinness on Is Civility Compromise? Soundbite number two. Do you think it should be the soundbite of the week? 1-877-623-6943. Or talk back at issuesetc.org. Soundbite number three this week comes from Colleen Carroll Campbell on why they may be gay, but they're not happy.
I don't think that a lot of these activists are ever going to be happy, no matter what law is passed, as long as there are people out there who say, you know what, I don't think this is right. I don't agree with your lifestyle. There is something in this debate that goes deeper than policy, and I think it's a question of what's in the human heart, and there must be some sense that I'm not comfortable with this if I need the entire world to constantly ratify my sexual choices. I mean, if you think that there's nothing wrong with two men marrying each other and calling it marriage and forming families without a woman involved or vice versa with two lesbians, why is it you need the entire world to stand around you and constantly affirm you? Unless there's something in you that kind of wonders if this is actually a lifestyle choice that is making you happy. So I think there's something deeper here.
All right, that's soundbite number three. And here's soundbite number four, 1-877-623-6943, from Dr. T. David Gordon on what is missing in preaching today.
When my communion, I'm in the PCA, when we had a study committee addressing some aspects of the new perspectives on Paul, and what's called the Auburn theology in our circles a couple of years ago, I remember saying to a friend, I haven't heard a sermon on justification by faith in 7 years, heterodox or orthodox, and so who cares? Why are we studying these things if no one's going to preach them? It just made no sense to me. And, of course, I got the same curious looks that I normally do whenever I open my mouth, and I just accepted it. But it really is true. I mean, I've heard so many sermons on anything but the gospel.
That's soundbite number four. It's time to vote. 1-877-623-6943. Phone lines are open. We're ready to take your votes for soundbite of the week. And this break coming up is a great time to call 1-877-623-6943 or talk back at issuesetc.org. Talk back at issuesetc.org. Those who vote by phone get to vote first. 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. Everybody's welcome to vote. Is it soundbite number one, Bishop Gene Robinson on the rapid advance of gay marriage? Is it soundbite number two, Oz Guinness on is civility compromise? 1-877-623-MYIE or talk back at issuesetc.org. Is it soundbite number three, Colleen Carroll Campbell on why they may be gay but they're not happy? 1-877-623-6943 or soundbite number four, Dr. T. David Gordon on what's missing from preaching today? Talk back at issuesetc.org or 1-877-623-MYIE.
Tuesday, Wednesday, break my heart. Thursday doesn't even start. It's Friday, I'm in love.
We know that many congregations are putting together their budgets for the next fiscal year. Please consider adding the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. to your congregation's mission or advertising budget for 2009. Simply go to the sponsors page of our website, issuesetc.org, and find out more about the Issues Etc. 300. We're looking for 300 congregations to donate $1,000 to Issues Etc. You'll even find a one-page flyer that you can hand out. Thanks for your support.
The next generation of pastors is more worried about driver's ed and the prom than whether or not they are being called to serve the people of God. Christ Academy is where that all changes. For 2 weeks, high school guys worship, study, and play together and explore their future calling. It's 2 weeks that set a course toward being formed as a servant in Jesus Christ. Christ Academy, June 14 to 27. Registration is open. Call 1-800-481-2155 or visit ctsfw.edu/Christ Academy.
Back by popular demand, you're listening to Issues Etc.
On behalf of the staff of Issues Etc., thanks to each and every one of the more than 7,600 who signed the online petition to bring back Issues Etc. Timothy Geis, Gerald Zeller, Sharon Tolan, Julie Bullhagen, Diana Kremmel, Pastor Michael McCupia, Nancy Gregory, Julie Eck, Ed Albritson, and James Carey. Thanks for your support.
Liberal churches interpret the Book of Amos as a manifesto for social justice, political activism, and the economic redistribution of wealth. But does the Book of Amos teach liberation theology, or does it proclaim God's law and gospel in Jesus Christ? The Issues Etc. Book of the Month is the new Concordia Commentary on Amos by Dr. Reed Lessing. Browse before you buy at issuesetc.org or call Concordia Publishing House 1-800-325-3040. The Concordia Commentary on Amos.
I know what's wrong, and I'm going to give you the fact. You got to vote. Everybody needs to vote.
Time to vote for Soundbite of the Week this Friday afternoon, May the 8th. We've got four soundbites on the table. We want to hear from you. Which should be the soundbite of the week? 1-877-623-6943. Or talkback at issuesetc.org. Talkback. At issuesetc.org. Let's go to Tom in Texas, see what he has to say. Hi, Tom.
Good afternoon. My first thought was Bishop Robinson, number one, with his very strange comment when he said Iowa, for God's sake, chose gay marriage or something. I think he was bringing in some things that were obviously blasphemous. But I decided to go for number two, the more profound statement, when it was the right to believe anything does not mean anything is right.
Tom, thank you very much, and thanks for listening in Texas. It's so comforting to hear that Texas drawl again. It really is. Thank you, Tom. What about the rest of you? 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MY-IE, or talk back at issuesetc.org. So one vote for soundbite number two, Oz Guinness on Is Civility Compromise? Elaine in Canada says, Fridays are fun at Issues, etc., even though some of the topics are indeed serious matters. I voted for soundbite number one today. I think they must be feeling some guilt about the gay lifestyle, and thus they need constant affirmation. It is sad to see this taking on such a stranglehold on society. In British Columbia, they already have gay activists making sure the very young learn that it's okay to have two daddies or two mommies. Time to make sure you teach the little ones at home the truth of God's word. Elaine in Canada, thank you very much for listening up there. And thanks for voting for soundbites. Let's see. Kevin in Hamilton, Ohio says, I vote for soundbite number four. Not the preaching of law and gospel may well be the reason that other issues are allowed to become acceptable in the church. So not preaching law and gospel accounts for a lot of it. I agree. A lot of it does begin in the pulpit. And thanks for listening in Ohio. Or call in number 1-877-623-6943. It's Friday afternoon, May the 8th. We're playing Soundbite of the Week. 1-877-623-6943. Or talk back at issuesetc.org. Here's Don in Kansas. He says, I vote for Soundbite number 2 with Oz Guinness. It is so important that we as Christians deal with each other in an orthodoxy of life as well as in doctrine. Now, they call that orthopraxy as opposed to orthodoxy. Orthodoxy is right teaching. Orthopraxy is right life. We must practice the two things simultaneously before a watching world so that they can see the beauty of the Christian life. The world needs to see the exhibition of the love of God in the practice of Christians, of Christian love, by the way we deal with one another. In the political life of our nation, we see many very hateful and ugly examples. It's not only how we treat fellow Christians, it's how we treat people outside too. This is called taking every opportunity. And while this alone does not necessarily give any credence to the center of the Christian faith, it certainly does, in many ways, show that we are at least attempting, yet failing, to be consistent with what we actually believe. Thank you very much, Don. Let's see. Oh, by the way, I did mention this before, didn't I, that the best vote this week gets the Lutheran Public Radio bundle package, the LPL bundle package. It's an I Have Issues t-shirt, an Issues Etc. travel mug, an Issues Etc. pen, an Issues Etc. bumper sticker. 1-877-623-6943 or talk back at issuesetc.org. Another caller from Texas on the line. Welcome.
Hello.
Hello.
I picked number three.
And why is that?
Well, it is the answer to number one. If we look at the book that the article, see why you need affirmation if you're sinning.
All right, thank you very, very much. His phone's breaking up. It's a shame, but I think I was able to piece together from the words that soundbite number 3 is the answer to soundbite number 1, and you can see, putting the two together, why they feel the need for constant affirmation. Thank you very much. 1-877-623-6943, Scott in Illinois. Scott, welcome.
Hi, Pastor. It was a real toss-up between Oz Guinness and Colleen Carroll Campbell. It would be truly amazing if, as a society, we can return to the notion that somebody's beliefs can be wrong. The question is, in civil society, whose notions of right and wrong will be legislated and mainstreamed? However, when we look to the law that God has written on our hearts, we can see where the law that's in the civil realm falls short for life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. That's why I'm casting my vote for Colleen Carroll Campbell.
All right. Well, thank you very much. What a reason. What a reason. Scott, thank you very much, and thanks for listening in Illinois. What about the rest of you? 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MY-IE, or talk back at issuesztc.org. I mentioned this yesterday, and I'm going to continue to talk about it. Starting June 1st, that's coming up pretty soon here, isn't it? Starting June 1st, we are going to debut the new Issues Etc. online journal. The journal won't be by print unless you want to print it out. It will be available to you online. Now, in order to receive the new Issues Etc. journal, all you need to do is email us at journal@issuesetc.org. The address again, journal@issuesetc.org. And starting June 1st, you will be receiving the new online Issues Etc. journal. I've got an article in there called Sheep Don't Keep Track, Stop Measuring Your Moral Progress. George Borghardt has an article in there about his journey from Rome to the Reformation. It's the new Issues Etc. online journal, journal@issuesetc.org. Just send us an email. Say, I want the journal. Make sure that you give us your name. We always like to have your full name, and we will send it to you. 1-877-623-6943 or talk back at issuesetc.org. Jake in St. Paul, Minnesota, emails us. He votes for soundbite number 2. He says, my vote goes to Oz Guinness. If our society continues to lack civility, he talks about, there are just going to be more and more laws put forward that try to limit our precious freedoms under the Constitution. First, the freedom of speech will be lost along with the freedom to disagree, because disagreement will be labeled as hate speech. Just look at the laws being put forth in various places labeling speech against homosexuality as hateful. If our society doesn't regain the civility that Mr. Guinness talks about, I'm afraid that all of us, especially historic confessional Christians, are in for a lot of trouble from the thought police. American society desperately needs to relearn civility. Jake, thank you very much, and thanks for listening in St. Paul. Let's see, Marty in Minnesota. I'm sorry, Marty, welcome to Issues Etc.
Good afternoon, Pastor Wilkin. I'd like to vote for Colleen Carroll Campbell's soundbite.
And why is that?
And actually, it's for various reasons. Your callers, and I think I just caught part of your last email there. It's the reason that they will not really be affirmed until, if they get everything they want now, and it'll bear fruit here in the near future, that they will shift their focus to, as you said, the thought police and hate speech. And I think there's something that they need affirmation that will continue to come forth, even if they have everything they want in the courts. So.
Thank you very much, Marty. I think Jay Bujaszewski calls it the revenge of conscience. Alan in St. Louis says, soundbite number 1, postmodern malady. And he says his vote is for soundbite number 3, the added insight, postmodern fevers are usually tempered with unhappiness. But isn't that true of sin and disobedience in general? Yes, it is, Alan. And thanks for listening in St. Louis. All right, that makes our winner, soundbite number 3, Colleen Carroll Campbell, on why they may be gay, but they're not happy.
I don't think that a lot of these activists are ever going to be happy, no matter what law is passed, as long as there are people out there who say, you know what, I don't think this is right. I don't agree with your lifestyle. There is something in this debate that goes deeper than policy, and I think it's a question of what's in the human heart, and there must be some sense that I'm not comfortable with this if I need the entire world to constantly ratify my sexual choices. I mean, if you think that there's nothing wrong with two men marrying each other and calling it marriage and forming families without a woman involved or vice versa with two lesbians, why is it you need the entire world to stand around you and constantly affirm you? Unless there's something in you that kind of wonders if this is actually a lifestyle choice that is making you happy. So I think there's something deeper here.
All right, that's soundbite of the week this week. Soundbite number three, Colleen Carol Campbell on why they may be gay, but they're not happy. The LPR bundle package this week goes to Scott in Illinois. Scott, if you would, I can't remember if you called or emailed, but either way, contact us and give us your contact information. We'll send you out the LPR bundle package. Thanks to everybody who listened and everybody who voted for Soundbite of the Week this week. Now, if you go to our website, you're going to find a section there that's relatively new. It's called Find a Church. And if you click on that, you're going to find a list of churches there from all over the country. You want to know how your congregation can be part of that list on the Issues Etc. website? That list is the Issues Etc. 300, a growing list of congregations that support Issues Etc. to the tune of $1,000 or more in their annual budget. Now, a lot of congregations are putting that budget together starting in June. So what I want you to do is go to our website, issuesetc.org, click promote. You will find there a flyer that you can print off that tells you everything you need to know about the Issues Etc. 300. You can give it to your pastor or to your congregational leaders and ask them if your congregation could become part of the Issues Etc. 300. Issuesetc.org, click promote. In the second hour, we're going to be talking all about moms, working mothers, women and feminism. Suzanne Vinker's first in the second hour. I'm Todd Wilkin.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Lutheran Public Radio, P.O. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.